USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Prices are unacceptably high right now, and that's why the president has said we need to make this our top economic focus and do everything that we can to get them down.
National Economic Council Director Brian Deese speaking there on CBS's Face the Nation. Deese saying the White House is hoping to move forward on legislation to lower prescription drug prices and other costs in the coming weeks. Deese saying this new legislation is the Biden administration's single most impactful way to combat inflation. Air travelers this Juneteenth holiday weekend are facing more travel headaches. FlightAware showing over 4,300 flights have been canceled or delayed nationwide on Sunday. That brings a total to nearly 6,000 flights that have been canceled or delayed since Friday. The cancellations being blamed on bad weather and a pilot shortage. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
As the nation awaits a Supreme Court's abortion ruling in the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, pro-abortion demonstrations continue to be held outside the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices. Some pro-abortion activists reportedly gathered outside the home of Justice Amy Coney Barrett over the weekend, carrying baby dolls while demonstrating for their right to choose. Speaking Sunday on Fox and Friends Weekend, Virginia Republican Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears candidly shares her reaction to the unfolding situation.
Don't they realize the irony of this? The reason why you are here is because at some point your mother was pro-choice. And that's why you, my dears, are here. Otherwise, you would not be.
AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gasoline remaining unchanged at $4.98 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Department of Homeland Security is expected to punish multiple border agents who are falsely accused of whipping Haitian illegal immigrants. Former CBP Horse Patrol agent Kathy Olivares shares her thoughts on the situation with Fox News Live.
Where the agent used the reins to steer their horse, and they're being punished for that. It's incredible.
The agents are to be disciplined with the administrative violations instead of criminal conduct. The agents will have a chance to accept the discipline or fight it. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Yuma, Arizona Mayor Douglas Nichols says his city and the surrounding region can't handle the ongoing influx of illegal immigrants entering the United States.
When you talk about 230,000 people coming through, that's greater than the size of our total community coming through our sector here in the Yuma area just in the last 8 months, 9 months.
The Department of Homeland Security recorded more than 239,000 migrant encounters at the southern border in May alone. Lots of dads across the country receiving gifts on Father's Day. The National Retail Federation saying consumers spent around $20 billion on Father's Day gifts. The retail group saying that amount is almost identical to last year's total. More news can always be found by checking us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.